To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rudymaxa.com. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your RM World Travel Connection, and it's time for the 13th installment of our Destination Spotlight in the 27th state in our nation, a.k.a. the Sunshine State. And before we take you to Destin, Florida and the heart of the Emerald Coast, a quick message to say that today's show is sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
Well, one of the secrets to a successful trip is having quality luggage, and that's why Travel Pro is the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers. They're an industry pioneer. They created the Rollaboard wheeled luggage, saving our backs, and they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties.
You know, the reality is there are a lot of choices when choosing luggage, but you'll do none better than Travel Pro. That's why we use Travel Pro when we're all on the move. Check out TravelPro.com for all their retailers, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, now let's go to the Florida Panhandle and welcome in the director of the Emerald Coast Convention and Visitors Bureau, Jennifer Adams.
Jennifer, welcome to Rudy Max's World with the Carriage as we spotlight Destin today.
Thank you for having me.
You know, when we think Destin, great golf, miles of white sand beaches, they immediately come to mind. But, you know, you're also a major destination for fishing charters in the Gulf of Mexico. I'd love for you to talk to our listeners right now, you know, why you believe Destin is such a draw for travelers, and what are some of your favorite things about the area?
Well, you know, as you said, we are known for our pristine beaches, our sugar white sand, and our emerald green waters. But I think the area also is known for its hospitality. It's family-oriented, we're friendly, and I think that all of those attributes, along with our, you know, our natural environment, make people want to come to Destin. Certainly, when you come here, if you get on a charter or if you're walking through our shops and restaurants, you're going to be met with just kindness and a welcoming environment. And I think that particularly for those travelers who don't want to go on a vacation where you have to and be seen and hustle and bustle and check everything off your list, we are the place to go. Being in Northwest Florida, you know, we're different from the typical notion of what a Florida vacation is because of our atmosphere and our hospitality.
Jennifer, for someone who's never been to Destin, Florida, or doesn't know much about the area, why don't you tell us about the Destin Harbor Boardwalk, which is just a beautiful feature of the area?
You know, it so is, it really epitomizes, you know, we're a fishing village, and that's really where we started. And when you get to experience the Harbor Walk and the Boardwalk and walking down, and so many sights you can see the activity in the harbor. You can sit and have a wonderful meal. You can stroll through shops and restaurants. You can see the fleets come and go. And you really sort of get lost in your place and time because it does take you back. You know, we have great charter fishing, and we have great options to get on the water from in and around the harbor and the boardwalk and all. So it's really become one of our, it's a great place to just sit and, like, people watch.
Oh, well, that's true. The whole boardwalk, I would agree with that.
Beautiful.
I like to just sit.
Hey, listen, people watching, that's a lot of fun, no question. So, you know, Mary and I, we've got a good friend who owns a number of major real estate properties in the Destin area. And, you know, having been down there, we know firsthand there are also a lot of second homes, vacation rental units, there's great hotel properties. So can you give us an idea maybe of average room rates or costs? And, you know, talk about the diversity of the accommodations in the entire area for visitors to stay.
So the unit mix is pretty much condominiums or hotel rooms, and it's very affordable. It's not, we have neighbors to our north, south, east, and west that, you know, have a higher price tag, but, you know, we're looking to offer our guests affordable accommodations so they can go out and experience all there is to do, you know, in Destin. It's very nice when you're in a condo, particularly because they are usually second homes, and you get a feel of, you know, some of what the owner, you know, wants to tell them about yourself. A lot of them have guest books. Our hotel units, we have a variety of hotels, but they're all welcoming and they're all situated so that they're making your stay easy so you can either go to the beach or go out to eat or go to an event or festival. So it's not like real difficult to check in or check out or actually stay there. We want our guests to know, I mean, they stay with us, particularly in the winter. You know, our winter guests live with us for 3 months. So
right.
We want everything
right.
to be as, you know, as comfortable an environment as possible.
Right. So, Jennifer, you did mention earlier there's certainly no shortage of seafood because you're a fishing village. But talk to us about the overall culinary scene, and is there any nightlife in Destin?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it depends on how you I guess, defined nightlife. I mean, we're not going to be a place where you're going to go get dressed up and go, you know, to the high-end club.
Right.
I think, you know, nightlife for me is sitting and watching the fleet come in and,
agreed,
you know, at people
mm-hmm.
coming off the boats and whatnot, or watching people swim as the sunset and people walking on the beach. You know, we are known for our seafood. Our restaurants are trendy. They provide a wide range of options. But our Gulf to Table program is something that we really focus on. It talks, you know, we can focus on the sustainability.
Right.
We can talk about our captains and our local restaurants. And it's a place for people to share recipes. So we really learn how to take what we can catch and make it into a
and leave it. And Jennifer, listen, we're going to have to leave it there, folks. Again, you know, Destin, Florida, the whole Emerald Coast. You can find out more information at emeraldcoastfl.com. Jennifer, thanks for your time. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you so much. You as well.
Thanks, Jennifer. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, Destin, Florida. Fun place to go,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, her idea of nightlife is my idea of nightlife.
They've got this
that's
great buccaneer ship that's there on the water that you can go have fun with mm-hmm. and go out on. So
really beautiful area.
All right, so keep tuning in as we've got more Destination Spotlights coming up in the weeks ahead. You can find them all on our website. And that's going to do it for hour one of the program this week, but we still have got another hour straight ahead. And after these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I will be back, and we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.